In men's college basketball, it's one and done for the top seed in the Big East tournament. Regular season champ Villanova saw its hopes for a number one seed in the NCAA tournament field damaged when it lost to Seton Hall, 64-63. Elsewhere in college basketball, number 4 Arizona beat Utah, 71-39. Number 5 Louisville blew out Rutgers, 92-31. Number 8 San Diego State outshot Utah State, 73-39. Number 10 Kansas defeated Oklahoma State in overtime, 77-70. Number 13 Cincinnati slid past UCF, 61-58. In the region, UMass saw a victory over Rhode Island, 65-61. And the UAlbany men's basketball team takes on home team Stony Brook tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. The game will be televised on ESPN2. The UAlbany women's basketball team will find out who they're up against during the NCAA selection show on Monday, March 17th at 7 p.m. The show will be broadcast live on ESPN. Over on the ice, Minnesota beat the New York Rangers 2-1, Boston outshot Phoenix 2-1, and Carolina doubled up Boston 4-2. And closer to home, Union College will face against Dartmouth College in 3 quarterfinal games this weekend, starting tonight at 7 p.m. in Schenectady. And in the NBA, Chicago beat Houston 111-87, Atlanta defeated Milwaukee 102-97, and it was Oklahoma City over the LA Lakers 131-102. After a hectic week in the NFL, Carolina has released all-time receiving leader Steve Smith after he spent 13 years with the team. New England Patriots defensive tackle Vince Wilfork asked to be released from his contract after refusing to renegotiate for a lower pay. And Philadelphia has acquired running back and kick returner Darren Sproles from the New Orleans Saints for a 5th-round draft pick. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.